you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
You're goddamn right.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
That's what I do. I drink, and I know things.
We should. We probably
yeah,
do
Facebook.com/
Yeah, we should.
What is it? Raiders of the Arcade? Or
Raiders of the Arcade and the Twitters.
Twitter.com Raiders Arcade.
And the Instagram.
Email is... Fuck.
We'll get back to you on that.
Raiders of the Arcade at gmail.com.
You're just guessing.
I am
it's
really
close.
Honest.
It was a good guess, though.
I think it's close.
He's probably right.
If you Bing that, you might not find it. If you Google it, you should find it.
We don't have a website.
No.
And if that ends up not being a used website and you want to take it, then
right.
You owe us money for it.
But yes, yeah,
it was too much work and I didn't feel like doing it.
Yeah.
We wrote blog posts.
Thank you for your patience.
Three people read and I'm like, I'm wasting my voice.
Yeah, we got more hits than that. We got
I'm being
more.
Facetious.
Yeah.
It's a good word.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's 11:03 and episode 112 is done.
I feel like we should just keep going.
We probably should.
I really do. We can
knock out at least four more episodes.
Play games or just fucking
we
talk
probably
about
should,
bullshit.
Because,
I mean
the girls are
time.
Here.
Those are your cookies.
Episode
now,
113 is starting
yeah.
now. Jay, Mike,
yeah,
Matt,
we're doing it. Let's just
Tom somewhere around here.
Tom will be back
time.
And be surprised
yeah.
as fuck.
There
yeah.
may be some dead air in between, but maybe 113 will get
so,
filled up sometime. Okay.
Playing games.
So, hey, hold on, real quick. Tell
oh,
a story. Real
is this a secret?
Hold
is
on,
this,
no, no,
does
no,
Tom
no.
Not know?
This is a story that I was talking about. Tom might know, but let me go and tell you. All right,
yeah.
So, look, guys.
You want to hold
episode 113.
Do you want to hold the microphone?
No.
Okay.
Episode 113. Here it is. So look. So Jay, 1974. I got three kids.
Wait, what?
I got two boys.
1974.
1974. I was born. Okay.
Okay.
I got three kids, two boys and one girl, and I gotta say. While my girl is the best thing that's ever fucking happened, boy, she's a lot of work. For 2 years, I've been a stay-at-home dad, and I gotta tell you, before I became a stay-at-home dad, I was like, this job's gonna be a fucking piece of cake. I can handle this shit. I'm the fucking coolest dad in the fucking world. I got one of my sons, which has been a big fucking challenge, but hey, at least he's protecting the fucking freedom, the future, the freedom
yep.
of the free world in the Navy. He's good. And then I got my other boy. He was a fucking genius. It's good to go. But then my girl came along, and while she's, you know, fucking a ray of sunshine, she's a lot of work, dude. She's nothing like my boys. It's so much work. I don't think, even though you guys are right in front of me right now, comprehend... the emotions that I feel of being a stay-at-home dad, but for real, once I became a stay-at-home dad, shit was like, wow, this is hard
yeah.
as fuck. Even though I got so much free, dead time
you,
in my hands.
You have a lot of respect for stay-at-home moms.
Oh my God, man, those women that are out there doing it, bless you, hit me up on an email.
You know, part of that, dude.
No,
I have respect. I have no part of that shit at all.
You hear, like, especially as single moms?
Yeah. Dude.
Fuck.
I work 50 hours a week.
Yes.
I'm good. I'm doing my job.
And you know, I did a single dad for a good
month.
It was like, fuck. 8 months, 9 months before I met Tess, and it was, fuck. Just trying to go out with somebody and, like, trying to, like, I would like to go meet somebody, and I have possibly a date. And all you can think about is, like, who's with my kid? Who's doing this? And you self-explode, and it's like, then you get home, and it's like, picking your kid up, doing this shit, put it in the bed. There is, yeah, I feel you.
Yeah, and there's so much, and it's great when they get to the age where they can actually have exchanges verbally with
yeah.
you that they can understand, hey, eat shit, piss,
yeah.
you know,
what's the matter?
Behave, go to sleep, all sorts of stuff. Let dad do his thing, okay? So, you get into that stage, but with, you know, and then it being a girl, life is so different for me now, I mean, and you've known me for 18 plus years, you've known me for at least 9 now.
Only 4 that I remember.
Yeah. Only 4 that you remember. But, you know, me with the ladies, you know, and my perception of the world is different now that I have a girl. But anyways, yep. So let's try to expedite this story really quick. So, I love still putting in work, though, like a dude's supposed to. You know what I'm saying? So, yep. Like, I like putting in work all the time. And for the almost 19 years that me and my missus have been together, my method of contraception has been pull and pray. Okay? This entire time, from even when we were courting, that's just been the way that I do things.
It just
right?
looks better on your boobs.
Yeah, and
it you, just looks better.
I'm sure without going into detail, you guys can agree that's probably the best method. Yeah. Not as far as like not as far consequence. As, not as far as consequence.
Not as being efficient.
Yes. But as far as feelings in the motion, that's like the best way to do. So that's the way.
Next to just rampantly trying to conceive.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So. Me and my missus have, for the past 2 years, have been pretty adamant at the fact that my daughter, our third child, is dead.
Done.
We're done. We're fucking
lucky you.
Done. Mm-hmm. No more. The factory is shut the fuck down.
You're lucky saying lucky right? you, but you only have 2 still.
Yeah, I know. This
Do you
guy,
know
this guy right here. No,
lucky
you're,
you.
You're not out of the fucking
dark. I'm not out yet.
No,
and I
not.
Know I'm done.
You're not.
Mentally,
no.
I'm done.
Okay, so then you might feel the story right here. Okay, so this is what I'm leading up to. So me and the missus have been putting it in. And as a married couple right now, we put it in maybe 2 to 3 times a month. Right, just before you know the
before
the,
taxes
before the tax man comes and says, "Hey, shit is shut down. We need to audit this shit for a week."
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But consistently for the past several years, that date of taxation has always been at a certain time. Okay. So me and her, we got it in recently. Really great. It was a good time. I'd give
Are you
myself.
Are you sweating bullets?
I'd give myself fucking achievement points, you know.
Yeah.
Boom,
he's,
boom, boom,
he's sweating
boom.
Bullets.
I was good to go. And then all of a sudden, this evening had passed where she was just like, "I think I'm getting my period early." I'm like, okay, cool. Because for me, getting your period early means...
You're good.
You got your period.
Yeah.
That's just that's all.
The landlord came and signed your check. You're good.
Good to go, right?
You paid.
So a few days ago, this is actually about 3 days ago, she comes home, and everything's normal in life. We're doing our things and stuff like that. And she was just like, "Yo," and I already knew she was at least 2 or 3 days in on her, you know, the red
yeah.
friend, mm-hmm. the redheaded friend that comes in.
Aunt Flo.
Yeah, Aunt Flo. There you go.
Yep.
And you guys know, because you guys have been in relationships for years.
She comes
right?
unexpected sometimes.
Right.
We're just talking about menstruation, right, guys?
Correct.
Yeah.
So okay, cool.
About
cool, cool, cool. Yeah.
You're very familiar.
Yeah, we're
right?
good. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Sorry.
So, she's like, she's been in for a couple days, and she turns around, she comes home, and she's just like, "Yo, I don't know, my body's been feeling just a little weird and stuff like that." And I was spotting. You know, you're familiar with spotting, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, spotting usually turns around, comes around during the tail end of a cycle, this and that. And even sometimes when you're extra horny in the thing, spotting is like, maybe it's might be tonight. We might get it in. Who knows? But I was misreading this whole thing wrong. And then she was like, "Yeah, I'm kind of spotting. And I don't know, it's like a week early. This is like really weird. It's just kind of like that one time." So to let you guys know, going back to the children that we have,
one of them was that one time.
Yeah, like the period had came early,
mm-hmm.
and she was spotting, and she just felt like something's not right with my body. It's a week early. Let me take a test and check to make sure. And shit, we had my second son, and so she was just like, "Yo, my body feels a little weird, and I'm spotting. It's like a week early. I don't know, man." You know, the last time we did that, you know, you thought you were where you were supposed to be, but you really weren't. And then we had that little mistake, and I feel like, I don't know, maybe I should get a pregnancy test. And I'm like, what? What do you mean? And she was like, I don't know, just like my body doesn't feel right. And I'm like, what?
Are you telling us that there's...
Yeah, a... I'm like, so what are you saying? She was like, I don't know. This is, and keep in mind, this is in the middle of the week, a few days ago. And she was like, would you mind running, going out to the store real quick and getting me a pregnancy test?
Oh, shit.
What? She was like, yeah, could you get me a test? Because I feel like my body, this and that. And I'm like, and then I thought back to that night, and I'm like, oh, my God. She's right. I didn't pay attention. I didn't pull and pray like I've been practicing for the past 19 years.
You just prayed.
And then, legitimately, like, I'm like...
They said set up cards for humanity.
Okay, that's cool. So, like, I'm like, legitimately, like, oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Do you really want me to go out to the store right now and go buy a pregnancy test? She's like, yeah. I'm not going to do that. No. No, there's no fucking way. Nah. She's like, okay, that's cool. And then you're like 15, 20 minutes went by. I came inside the game room and, you know, I'm turning around doing something. Blah, blah, blah. She comes in and we're cooking dinner and stuff. And I walk back in the thing and it's weighing heavy on me. I'm like, if you want to sneak out really quick, I'll take care of the baby and go get the pregnancy test. And she was like, yeah, I think I better. And then I'm like, have you guys ever had that moment where you just start laughing so much, but really, you're crying?
Yeah.
And like, I'm like, oh, no fucking way. No. And she was like, no, it's okay. And I'm like, she's like, I'm going to go. And she comes in to hug me real quick, kiss me, because she almost kissed me before I leave. And I'm just like, nah. And like, I legitimately was on the verge of fucking tears. Like, there's no fucking way. And she turns to me, she's like, why are we even having this conversation? And then she left to go get a pregnancy test, okay? So like, I'm here by myself. Okay, the baby's running around, Ledge's playing, Ledge's piece of cake, playing Minecraft, doing this shit. I come inside the game room, I turn on Overwatch, and I'm not fucking kidding you, and all you guys are fucking here right now, I'm walking back and forth, pacing, while I'm fucking playing Overwatch, like, oh my fucking God, another fucking kid, I can't fucking believe it. It was, I'm not fucking kidding to you, one of the worst moments of my fucking life. Like, oh my fucking God. They're fucking kid. Cause like I look at it like this, my like I had Isaac, excuse me, I had my oldest son, which I've had every fucking year of his life. There was a fuck up, and you know, no, for at least for 18 of them, every fucking year there was something. Dude, I could tell you stories about fucking the shit that I went through with Isaac. It would blow your fucking mind. But we got past it. He's protecting the country.
Yep.
We can sleep safer tonight because my son's protecting the country. Okay, and then Ledge. This kid's fucking perfect. And he's so smart. I don't have to worry about shit. But then she came around. My daughter flipped the whole shit.
Dark Phoenix.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. Like, I'm like, no more fucking kids. It's like, dude, I was in tears. Just like, oh my God. 30 minutes. The worst 30 minutes of my fucking life. And she came back. She took the test. She came in. She was just... We're okay. I'm not pregnant. I got my period. Showed me. She took a second one to make sure. I'm like, thank you, Jesus. And then here's the question. And here's the point of
all. Did you go get a vasectomy on Monday?
She turns to me and she says, you need to get a vasectomy.
Why not?
Why?
Why not?
But why?
Because it makes things easier.
No, yeah. You get
why
to
why should all the burden be on her that if you fuck up because you didn't pull out and pray enough, she's the one who has to take on another baby?
I agree with him.
I'm sorry. What? You don't have to put that inside your body.
Because
no.
Here's
the same point of view.
No, fuck that.
Here's the
it's,
thing.
It's painless
really?
For the most part.
Here's
they
no
have a
bullshit.
Little bit of
no.
And they can here's undo it down the line.
Here's
and respectfully.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Like, if you get the cord snipped, you still get to get the O face.
How many kids have you had with your genitals not having to be ripped apart? How many kids have you had with now your genitals being ripped apart? You're asking for a doctor to go in and not do a C-section, to literally do what my doctor can do under local anesthesia to you.
Right?
With some ice and some dope pain meds, and then you get to fuck the rest of your life.
Yeah, you get to fap dust,
you
get man.
To fuck the rest of your life with nothing, and then you never have to have that moment where you're like, go get some birth control in the middle
but
of the night.
But what if the zombie fucking apocalypse breaks out? And for like fucking 10 years to shit.
We don't
and
need
then
more
I'm
of you. You're like our savior.
I'm responsible for fucking seeding the whole new world.
Oh, shit. We don't need more tourism when you're around to save the earth, man.
That's racist.
I'll take up money to get you snipped, son. Consider it a service.
I don't know if you know. I've said to him before, I said, my wife, for those who don't know who she is, I'm not going to say her names.
No.
Is in line for triplets. So she's like, I want to have
one.
Yeah, she's like, I want to have one more. I'm like, no.
Oh my God.
I'm good.
I could not
and I'm fighting this.
Imagine.
I would be surprised, though, because of the other health stuff
that
she's dealt with.
But Christ, we're rolling the dice.
Oh my God.
And it's come out, you go from a family of two.
Okay, so
to
I know,
a family
very
of five.
Unique. Very unique.
And
then
she's never had kids before, and this is her first one, and she's had a great time.
So very, very, very unique
kids
at once.
I know.
So is that?
But that's just a possibility. There's also more of a chance. It's just one.
Oh God, I don't know if I would do.
We all have a chance of three.
Three. Oh my God. While it sounds fucking cool, dude. Fucking
hold
dude.
On. You don't get to tell your story and then go. That sounds fucking cool.
Yeah. For you though, because you're a little younger.
You wouldn't even go out in the middle of the night for a pregnancy test. You're talking about three kids at once. You wouldn't even do the McDonald's runs for breakfast burritos.
But for you, dude, that's cool.
But for you,
that's awesome.
Great.
That's awesome, dude. For you. As long as you're fucked. That's awesome, man.
You make the rest of us feel better.
And my daughter's waking up. How are your three? Are you sleeping much?
Oh, man.
I would, if they came back and said we got not one, but three heartbeats, I'd be like,
oh, man.
Do you offer shotguns here, or do I got to go rent one?
You may have to adopt one out to me and Ovni, and we just would say, hey, look, one of our babies came out a lot lighter. Wow. You know, we may have to do that. That'd be fine. We could do that for y'all.
Oh, Christ. I don't...
God, man.
That's
but isn't that what everyone's worried about?
That's scary.
Having multiple lists.
But you, of all people, you know. Grandmother had triplets. Your mom didn't. Boom. It falls on your generation, and it's like...
But
you
also,
people
in my family have had a lot easier time getting pregnant historically than other people have.
I know.
It
scares the fuck out of me.
I'm sure it does, because that's the worst case scenario. It's more than you anticipated.
Well, shit, it's hard
of
enough with just fucking
serious.
One.
Dude. You make a brother want to get a vasectomy.
There you go. That's a long
time. It's not so bad, is it?
Hey,
that's right.
It doesn't sound bad.
Hey,
to prevent having three kids at one time.
Text Renee that it
let
works.
Me go ahead and send it. I'm going to set my Google calendar.
Yep, there's that guy in
I-7. Remind me to get a vasectomy.
There's the guy at I-4 that says no cut vasectomy. I think he just kicks you in the nuts, but I'm not sure.
Wow.
But hey, call him up.
Or maybe he's just really sexy and then no one turns him down.
Oh,
he's
man.
A convert.
You're gay now.
Who?
Yeah, he
no,
just
that,
turns
that's
you
that's
gay.
That's
no,
what I'm saying. The guy's super sexy.
He does. I mean, how do you get someone
dude,
pregnant?
It's like Meatloaf back in the day.
When you're scrotum a guy's
with
butt.
With the long hair and the light.
The long hair and the light. He looks like that lady.
Just a big fat butt. Could be a guy's, could be a girl's. You don't know.
You're going to have to edit this episode like Edward Scissorhands. It's going to be rough.
I mean,
here,
some,
there.
There's some good stuff there, but wow.
Man.
I didn't think either one of you guys would have fell on the voting for a vasectomy.
If I could get one now, done. But I know it's there. There's a little twinkling in my wife's eye that says, I want to try
she,
for one.
She definitely does.
Oh, right. She does.
Oh, yeah.
And honestly,
I am
honestly,
almost 40. I'm done.
And I get that, but, I mean, she's not, and it's
she's
best...
She's not 40. She's 6 years younger.
And it's best to have them at least a year to 2 years apart.
But I don't
just get
want
everyone
that.
Done with.
Like, we just normalized
hey,
getting sleep.
You just normalized, but think about it. If you were to have think about me and, like, my missus now. Ledge is 10. Eowyn is fucking two. Don't wait 8 fucking years, son. Just knock it out now. Just get over and done with.
But, like,
I guess there's only a year and a half between these two. So technically, you're only losing.
Just so everybody knows, I masturbated twice today. I feel great. I got no responsibilities. I'm stopping by Culver's on the way home. I'm getting a smoked s'mores fucking custard. Everything's great in my life. I got a cat. I got to feed her once a day. She poops in a box. I change that twice a week. We're good in my life.
Fuck.
Gotta let them know.
You know, man, I just
we're gonna have kids next year. I'm sure. Maybe you know what? Maybe an oven and I will end up with triplets, and you'll be like, you know what?
I'm like, yes.
Test right now we go.
Yeah.
Right now we go. We don't get to do it anymore. No, we have a chance right now. Matt had the triplets. We got
to
do it.
As soon as that pregnancy test is, I'm running to doctor, and he's just gonna kick me in the nuts with a steel-toed boot.
That's it. You're done. You're gonna drink Mountain Dew every day free. You're gonna buy some Surge online again. You're just gonna chug
some Surge,
IV Mountain Dew. Put it to both
some
my
Monsters.
Names. Yeah,
I'm going to eradicate my sperm.
Only eat Cheetos. Yeah. Goodbye.
Jeez. I don't know, man. It's like,
I know, but this is her first.
I know.
Yeah.
And I can't just say no because I've
people in our family are super maternal.
But it's like
it's a huge drive. Believe me, because I feel
She's what, 32?
And it's but she's 5 younger than me. I'm 37. So
it's like, push 40, dude. I don't want to do this. Like, we're just normalizing. I don't want to do it again.
Well, your age doesn't really. I would take your age out of it, but the feelings you're having, I would stick behind those.
I'm so tired.
I know.
But I don't.
But if in the here's
this
the thing,
of course, Jay, if you hear this, cut this. But, like, it's like, I look at Eden, and it's like, I love her to fucking
kill. Oh, I know.
And so I can imagine...
You're fine, stopping.
I can imagine another one.
No.
Love her so much. But it's just, I think about how exhausting it is, and it's like, I can't do this again.
But she's not talking about having another one right away, right? She's
talking about
2 to 3 years. Right. So, you know what?
Another
the thing is, like,
two.
Right now, because she's not worried about now, so no point even fighting about it. Because the thing is, honestly, in 2 or 3 years, you might actually be feeling like...
There's my boy.
You might be feeling
recording.
Like...
Well, you're in the podcast, so say what's up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's recording right now.
Right there.
Say what's up.
Right there.
Hi.
This is my seed.
That's right. That's right.
His face. Oh, my
That's
voice.
Right.
My voice is great.
DJ Snapshot on the ones and twos.
What did you want to say?
Blue Ribbon winner.
Are you playing
number
Minecraft?
Number one.
No.
Diablo?
Yes.
Yeah.
Leisure Suit Larry?
What?
Nothing.
Did you get out of the level?
Yeah.
All right.
To Spider Fight.
I told you, look for the map.
I'm like,
get out of here.
I told you.
Get out of here.
Look in 2 ways that you do not see.
Look for the unseen areas, my boy.
Very good, you.
There are underlying things
you
that you
don't... No, you're right. You're right on the money. I can feel the juices rushing back to my balls as we speak.
Well, that's something I never thought I'd hear another man say.